Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got quite a show tonight. There's a lot of news out there, and I want to do a little housekeeping here. The new Prophetic Insider is now up, as we, I think I said that on the last show, but I just wanted to remind everybody, in this issue, we deal with the possible supernova of Betelgeuse. We get into an investigation about that and how it ties into Orion and to the Great Pyramid. And then we also talk about the artifacts of Klaus Dohna and the one of the pyramids he has, where it says the son of the Creator comes from here. And it's very interesting, son of the Creator, God the Father, Jesus Christ, actually verifies the Bible. And this is from ancient times. In fact, I'm not even sure what the dating of that artifact is, but it's a long, long time ago. And you can't see it unless you put it, I think. Larry, what is that? Is that red light or what kind of light?
Infrared.
Infrared. Yeah, it has to have infrared.
Yeah.
He can't read it. Amazing. Anyway, it comes through a stargate, obviously, located in Orion. And anyway, we also talk about how the pyramid is actually a Bible in stone and shows the straight gate, shows the narrow way, shows the broad way in. It's amazing how that's all laid out. And then we talk about the Blue Beam Project and the arrival, the Mason's secret plans, and the bill that'll destroy America, 5383, if it passes, which I doubt it will, but it could. That's all in the Prophetic Insider for February. And then we have a brand new Twilight magazine up, in which we talk about the Straight Gate, Narrow Way, Coronavirus, Part 1, the disclosure of the UFO deception. Strange faces in Canada and Mars. Who made them? What are they for? Complete with pictures and everything. A lot of amazing stuff out there. The mysteries are everywhere. And I don't know, folks. Things are coming all together at one time. And I wanted to talk about, before, remember last week, and Larry, break in anywhere, Dr. Stephen Greer, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, Direct Contact with ET Civilizations is the Real Disclosure Everyone is Waiting For. Film shows how this is happening and is designed to inspire 1% of the Earth population to begin CE5, Direct Peaceful Open Contact. It is time for disclosure in an era of universal peace. Now, what most people don't realize is that is demonic possession, what he's talking about. He just doesn't know it. Now, I want to read from the Book of Enoch, first of all, just a little bit of it. He says, God is talking to the fallen angels. Wherefore, have you forsaken the lofty and holy heaven, which endures forever, and have lain with women, have defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, have taken to yourselves wives, have acted like the sons of the earth, and have begotten giants? You, being spiritual, holy, and living a life which is eternal, have polluted yourselves with women, have begotten in carnal blood, have lusted in the blood of men, and have done as those who are flesh and blood do. These, however, die and perish. Therefore have I given to them wives, that they might cohabit with them, that sons might be born of them, and this might be transacted upon earth. But you, from the beginning, were made spiritual, living a life which is eternal, not subject to death, in all the generations of the world. Therefore, I made not wise for you, because being spiritual, your dwelling is in heaven. Now the giants who have been born in spirit and of flesh shall call upon earth evil spirits, and on earth shall be their habitation. Evil spirits shall proceed from their flesh, because they were created from above. From the holy watchers was their beginning and primary foundation. Evil spirits shall they be upon earth, and the spirits of the wicked they shall be called. The habitation of the spirits of heaven shall be in heaven, but upon earth shall be the habitation of terrestrial spirits who are born in earth. Now, this is where your demonic forces, according to the book of Enoch, actually come from. They come forth from the giants. And the spirits of the giants shall be like clouds, which shall oppress, corrupt, fall, contend, and bruise upon earth. They shall cause lamentation. No food shall they eat. They shall be thirsty. They shall be concealed, and whose spirit shall rise up against the sons of men and against women, for they come forth from them during the day of slaughter and destruction. Now, what's going on this planet? We're beginning to watch these things manifesting themselves through the lives, first of all, of the rich men, and their insane desire to just about kill everybody. Now, you might say, well, okay, so we had an arrival way back then. What's that got to do with anything now? Well, in the book of Daniel, he talks about, and this was, I got this from The Cosmic Conspiracy by Stan Dale, one of the better books out there. You might want to get it. And I want to, what he did was he went back into the ancient languages and decoded it. Anyway, I want to read just the decoding part. First four of the eight verses expanded. Daniel 2:41 is where he starts. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, this is that big statue, part of the potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it the strength of the iron, for inasmuch as thou sawest the iron mixed with the miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong, partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. So in the days these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but shall break in pieces and consume all the kingdoms, and will stand forever. And obviously, that's the Lord's return that he's talking about here. And then I want to go to the next phase of this. See if I can find it. You know, when you were trying to find something, you never can find it. Well, the most important part of this is actually first four. Daniel 2:41, and whereas thou saw the feet and toes, part of it fearful, fragile clay, and part of the clay smashing iron, the kingdom shall be divided, and there shall be in it of the strength of the clay-smashing iron, for inasmuch as you saw the clay-smashing iron mixed together by negotiation with the thin, fragile clay of Tinar, which he talked about. I think we talked about this once before, Larry. And as the toes of the feet were part of clay-smashing iron and part of broken shards of clay vessels, so the kingdom shall be partly strong, partly broken. Daniel 2:43, and whereas you saw the clay-smashing iron mixed together by negotiation with the thin, fragile clay of Tinar, the clay-smashing iron regions of the immortal strangers, gods, from the heavens, shall be part of the same world kingdom which with the regions of the seed of mortal mankind, and these mortals and immortals shall not stick together, even as clay-smashing iron is not mixed with the weak, fragile, fodder-like clay of Tinar. In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. So, what's he actually talking about? Well, this is the arrival, folks. And Larry informed me, I was putting this together this afternoon, and when I talked to Larry, you said something about he's got a video up now about an arrival or something similar to that?
Yeah, he just put it up on his Patreon channel. Very, very important information. Says, now the end begins. And he's got February the 18th, 2020, when he put it up on Patreon, and he just sent out the alerts on it, apparently dealing with a delusion and alien deception. So I think Stan's figuring that, you know, he's always said this was almost imminent, so maybe now he is expecting something to happen.
Yeah, we know for a fact that, well, here's another one from Daniel 11:39, talking about Antichrist. Thus shall he do in inaccessible fortresses with a hidden, immortal being pretending to be God, whom he shall acknowledge. He shall increase with glory. He shall make them to rule over the defenders, and he shall separate the weak humans by lot in the future. He goes on in this thing, and I don't want to spend forever on it, but the fact is, this is not a pleasant arrival, folks. This is not going to be good. More and more evidence is now surfacing that the arrival actually is getting closer and closer. Then I want to read something here. I don't know if you have heard of it, but you can go online and try and find it. It's a book that's called Adam and Eve. It was censored by the CIA, removed by intelligence agencies that taught catastrophe and not gradualism. You might want to just read about that and take a look at it. Because on Coast to Coast, they're going to have a Randall Carlson on. I think he already was on. It says, geological explorer, renegade scholar, has four decades of study, research, and exploration into the interface between the ancient mysteries and modern science. In the first half, he discussed Earth changes and catastrophic events, particularly mega floods. He spoke about the history of catastrophism, the idea that the Earth has been shaped by sudden, violent, climatic, and geological events. A theory, it's not a theory, it's an actual fact, but he's calling it one. But once geology became established as an academic discipline, gradualism or slower changes emerged as the dominant paradigm. But there is enough evidence for mega floods staggering in their scope. Features in eastern Washington indicate a massive flood took place. there is evidence for mega floods actually all over the earth. The biggest flood in recent history was in North America, was the Great Flood of 1993. Well, actually, these floods take place when you have a pole shift, when you have, I'm not talking about a magnetic shift, I'm talking about a crustal shift, or the whole world from its core outward turns over. And the seas rise up out of their beds because they're not going to, they're like the atmosphere. It does not follow the ground, backs up as the world begins its rapid movement, as it's turning over. The atmosphere does not keep up with it. And it forms gigantic roll clouds. I'm sure most of you have seen or heard about these big, huge roll clouds you see in thunderstorms or squall lines. Well, multiply that by 1,000 times, and you probably got what the Bible basically talking about when it says the heavens roll up as a scroll. That's what it's talking about. Gigantic roll clouds form because then what happens is you've got a vacancy and deep, cold, instant freeze of anything where the atmosphere has vacated, comes down from deep outer space, which explains why your mastodons and those were found quick frozen with vegetation in their mouth. They were eating. And instantly, these mammoth animals were frozen all the way to the core. That's what happens in a core. Well, think about the water. Think about what happens to the oceans and the lakes, big lakes like the Great Lakes. They slosh, and they come up over the, I don't know how big they are, but they've got to be at least 2 to 3 miles high, the tsunamis that this thing creates when you have a literal pole shift. Now, a lot of people say there is no such thing as a literal pole shift. Bible says just the opposite. Isaiah chapter 24 talks about it at length and says there was a major, and is coming, a tip over of the whole planet. Anyway, then there's something else I wanted to talk about. Let's see if I can find it. It's about Billy Myers and his, Nevada Half, Michael Horn, spokesman for the famed UFO contactee Billy Meyer, shared Myers' predictions. And this is some of the things he foretold. This is a long time ago. You're familiar with Billy Meyer, right, Larry?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's been around for a while. But this is one of the things he said. He foretold great sheets of fire in California, earthquakes in the Pacific Northwest and Europe, destructive volcanoes. Meyer warned of the current coronavirus as well. According to Horn, Meyer wrote back in 1995 of a secret biolab in China that would unleash such a virus. Through the Chinese government wasn't necessarily behind it. Now, that's kind of this is interesting in view of the fact that we have seriously considered this is probably global deep state that's actually behind it. And the population reduction. Anyway, Myers' prophecies specifically warn of a global crash, that'd be an economic crash, the American people becoming dispossessed, and the government turning its military and police forces against a partly heavily armed populace. His predictive writings from the 80s spoke of America having two civil wars, with the country breaking up into 4 or 5 separate territories. Going all the way back to 1948, Meyer was given material by an extraterrestrial teacher that indicated in 2015 to 2017 there would be significant earthquakes in central Italy, which did happen, and whose would be precursors to the eruption of five major volcanoes in the area. The material from 48 warned of earth sea quakes and undersea volcanic eruptions. That's all happening now, folks. Every bit of that's happening. The east coast of the U.S. would be in danger of tsunamis after a massive eruption of the Cambre Vieja volcano in the Canary Islands. Is that how you pronounce that, Larry? Cambre Vieja?
Yeah.
I guess. Anyway,
let's see, I can't pronounce it right. Beja is the last word.
Okay.
But it's yeah.
Well, I have trouble pronouncing English, let alone something else. Anyway, then I want to get into this virus with Larry. Celeste is her name. Solem, I guess. Just issued something. I just want to read part of this. A mutation is a change that occurs in our DNA sequence, either due to mistakes when the DNA is copied or as a result of environmental factors such as UV light. Then she goes on to say the current high to very high flux of cosmic rays bombarding all biological life on Earth. So critical is the situation in light of our diminishing magnetosphere that we have entered the sixth extinction level event, an ELE. The previous five have brought thousands to millions of species to an abrupt end and laid the environmental foundation for some species to flourish. This is the season when we can expect dramatic mutations. And the Book of Enoch says the same thing. The new global governance information system mandates that all messaging now come from authoritative, trusted, government-approved sources. Well, I guess we're under that, aren't we, Larry?
Oh, yeah.
Then she says viral mutations may occur, which change the transmission of a virus or its virulence. If a virus encounters advantageous environmental conditions, such as we have today, high to very high cosmic radiation, cold and dry winter conditions that viruses favor, an uptick in EV radiation, an unspecified origin of the novelty of this virus, confined populations due to winter conditions, compromised immune systems, and nutritionally deficiency for large swaths of the population, and laboratory weaponization of viruses beyond their original design. What do you think, Larry? That sounds awful deadly to me.
Well, it just sounds like that's where we are today. It's very interesting that, you know, you talked about, to go along with this, very interesting timing because, you know, Dean Koontz is The Eyes of Darkness, and he used the pen name Lee Nichols in 1981, published the original book, The Eyes of Darkness, and in that it was an incredible, perfect weaponized bioweapon called Gorky 400, named after the city of Gorky in Russia, where this was generated. And oddly enough, a short time after he wrote that book, he wrote the book over again and basically removed Gorky and removed Russia and placed in it Wuhan and China. And why would someone that wrote a really interesting book redo the book and simply change the item unless he had intel or had information or shown by the Lord that something was coming? called the Wuhan 400, a perfect virus, which I guess we could say coronavirus maybe, out of China. It's just wow! It's incredible. And what you were reading about from Celeste Solom, really mm-hmm. really interesting stuff. And also Meyer, because I wanted to comment on Meyer. What he was saying basically is the exact wording almost that Anton Johansson, the Norwegian seer, revealed that he said Jesus told him about the second civil war in America and how it divided up into four or five or nation states, and they all come together during that time. And so we're finding unprecedented activity. Only one thing I want to comment then, and you may want to comment on, was you know, I used to communicate by phone and email with Stan Deo before he ever left Australia years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he warned me when that began to happen. He said the sun is changing, and he said the sun is now putting out radiation of types that we are not aware of. It's putting out light emissions that we cannot see and cannot detect. And he said everything's changing. Everything about our sun is changing, and it's going to mutate everything on the planet. Well, mutating everything on the planet also would mean mutating the diseases on the planet, the viral strains of disease on the planet,
yep.
the plants and the animal life on the planet, including man. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is all going to be part of an arrival. I think there. Well, here's that. Let me just read part of this from that prophet over Boulder. I can't remember exactly where he's from, but this is what he said, and it bears repeating because he's a New Ager. Basically, you can tell that by what he says. But what he's also telling us about is cosmic waves, cosmic radiation. Now, we've already seen the Schumann resonance departing normal and climbing gradually. If you went to a graph, it's gradually climbing. It spikes up and then goes back down. It spikes up, then it goes back down. You can ascribe maybe some of that to the approach of the destroyer. The cosmic radiation waves that are now hitting the Earth, and we got Betelgeuse exploding. It looks to me like maybe it already has, and we're just watching part of that as it's changing shape now. They've got pictures of it where it's actually changing shape, which would indicate that we might even get some cosmic radiation waves off Betelgeuse. Even though it's 640 light years away, if we can photograph this now, that means the light has reached us, and that means the cosmic waves and even the gravitational waves are headed in our direction. Anyway, getting back to this prophet, a gradual improvement is already occurring in the thoughts, sentiments, and acts of humans, but everybody will soon be subjugated to divine fire, which will purify and prepare them in regards to the new era. He's talking about the new age movements, really what he's talking about here. Man will rise himself to a superior degree of consciousness, indispensable to his entrance to the new life. That is what one understands by ascension. Now, I have to tell you that this is a direct opposite of what Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ said, enter in at the straight gate, walk the narrow way, pick up your cross, descend. Remember the parable of the wedding? And he said, don't take the seats of honor when you're invited to a wedding. Take the lowest room. Go to the lowest room and there sit and wait until he that bid you to the wedding comes down to you and says, friend, come up higher. That is a parable that parallels Job, where Job says that wisdom and understanding are not found in the land of the living. But death and hell say, oh, we've heard of that. That's a descent, not an ascent. This is crucial to understand this. Some decades, he says, will pass before this fire will come. Now, he wrote this a long time ago, so we're in that time frame right now. That will transform the world by bringing it a new moral. This immense wave comes from cosmic space and will inundate the entire Earth. All those who attempt to oppose it will be carried off and transferred elsewhere. That's the rapture. That's the taking of the church. That's the taking of the Christians out of here. All those who oppose it are going to be taken away. In other words, if you oppose the New Age gurus and what they're telling you about how you must ascend when Jesus Christ is telling you just the opposite, you're going to be taken away because you're a defective seed. You don't belong here. You're holding humanity back. And if you go into the New Age people, the leaders, that's exactly what they're saying. Like Hillary Clinton's deplorables. The Christians are holding humanity back, you see, from this wonderful ascension that's coming. Although the inhabitants of this planet do not find themselves at the same degree of evolution, also denied by Scripture, over and over and over again, the Bible tells you God created, not evolved, created. The new wave will be felt by each one of us, and this transformation will not only touch the earth, but the ensemble of the entire cosmos. That sounds like the arrival of the ascended masters and, you know, these beings of light that have come down here to teach us how to ascend. It's demonic possession is what it is. And but 95% of the human race will kill you if you tell them that's a demonic operation that's going on, that they're being demonically possessed. Along with this arrival, I believe, is going to be a euphoria, a euphoric state of happiness. And if you stand in the way of that, because remember what Celeste said about what it does to your to mutations. Well, that does the same thing to your brain. It's kind of like this zombie thing, Larry, that, you know, that was in the CDC, that was in the military, that was in England. The movies came out about the zombie war. I think they know that when this thing hits, some people are going to ascend or think they will, while others may be zombified. What do you think?
Yeah, that's entirely possible. That World War Z was an incredible zombie movie. Remember, they tried to, the only thing that kept Israel safe for a while was that wall.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that. Anyway, it says that best and only thing that man can do now is to turn towards God and improve himself consciously. Totally wrong. We're a fallen creature. You may improve yourself all you want, you know. It doesn't change your nature. And this is what Jesus Christ was getting at. It's your nature that's fallen, and you cannot change your nature. That's why he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again." It changes your nature. That's what it's for. That's what all this is about. And my book's Frequency, I got into all this stuff. Anyway, the fire, this cosmic wave of whatever it is going to change the DNA and the mental abilities of people. The fire which I speak that accompanies the new conditions offered to our planet, probably by the arrival, will rejuvenate, purify, reconstruct everything. The matter will be refined. Your hearts will be liberated from anguish and troubles, uncertitude, and they will become luminous. Everything will be improved and elevated. The thoughts, sentiments, and negative acts will be consumed and destroyed. Very, very interesting in view of what Jesus said, which is basically just the opposite. This is a strong delusion that is rapidly coming upon the earth, and I believe it's accompanied by the arrival. And mankind, is, it says right there in the book of Revelation, they're going to bow down and literally probably lick the boots of Satan, worship Satan and his angels. This deception, this delusion of the Bible and Thessalonians is there for a reason. And it is to damn everyone who did not accept Jesus Christ. And the simplicity of the cross, that's what Paul talks about. It's all very simple once you understand it. Anyway, getting to Hal Turner, some of this bad news he's got. You want to start, Larry? What have you got?
What part do you want to start with?
I don't know. He's got so much stuff out there now. Where, anywhere you want.
I posted on my blog today that we might mention something on your radio show tonight that, you know, I'm not telling anybody that's true. I'm not telling people to believe it, but there is a urgent covert intel report to his subscribers. And basically what this says, you know, is the fact that something urgent is coming. And he's receiving this information from multiple insiders inside the USA and inside the government. And they're all warning him about, well, let me put it this way. He's basically saying, if you aren't ready, if you aren't set, if you're not ready for everything to hit the fan on February the 26th, then February the 27th, you're going to be in shock. He's basically warning that something, he's being told something big is coming next week on Thursday, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, you know, and if you say, well, what is it? You know, and I know that's the first thing that crosses everybody's mind. And again, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but what I'm saying is sometimes it pays to keep a heads up. He's basically saying the event that's coming is unknown to him. He said it could be connected to the coronavirus or because of the situation in China. China may go to war even against the USA, or a major Middle East war starts all at once, or I guess, and I'm adding this, maybe all the above.
Maybe all the above and an arrival. Or
yeah.
Maybe once we get started with this thing, they show up and say, come on, guys, put your firecrackers away. You know, you're acting like little brats. We can't have that.
Now, what's interesting, Stuart, is, you know, we can tell everybody, you know, even my wife double-checked it out, and it appears to be true, even on Facebook. YouTube appears to be down worldwide. They're live streaming. It's down worldwide. And apparently Facebook's having problems, too. What's interesting is, you know, actually Hal Turner put out the YouTube live screening down worldwide report, and he suggested that they're possibly using this in preparation for what's coming next week, and they're shutting down message transmissions and availability to transmit messages worldwide, which means, well, that's an incredible censorship. And
yeah,
at the same time, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's almost a total lockdown.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, also he's got a report up, and he's got videos, too, if they work, that the banks, that there's an incredible bank run has begun in China. All the Chinese banks are under bank run in progress. Thousands trying to take all their monies from the banks. And he says it's the beginning of the end for China, which means this is a very dangerous time for China. In other words, Stuart, China is backed into a corner, and you know well as I do that a lot of times these power brokers, when they get backed into a corner, the only option they've got is war.
Yes, particularly with an economic collapse that's coming. It's all beginning to fit together. And, you know, Trump has been moving equipment and troops and everything over there into the Middle East area, where the Bible indicates all of this trouble starts. If you read Albert Pike's Third World War, it begins over there in the Israel Middle East area and just simply expands, evidently, worldwide from there. It's just very, very strange. And it says here, here's a headline, UN troops featured in World Military Games in Wuhan, China, just weeks before the coronavirus outbreak. Now, I want you to just focus on UN troops called peacekeepers. They've come out with something. UN and their new restrictions and edicts on mass meetings. Total lockdown planned for Americans. The decision to cancel, restrict, modify. This is right out of the, I went on the I found it. So I know it's legit. Decision to cancel, restrict, modify, or proceed with any mass gathering event can only be made based on an event and country-specific risk assessment conducted by the organizers of the event, who may provide advice, technical guidance to host countries, or public health risk, but it says it has no decision power to uphold, cancel, or postpone meetings. However, who works directly with the CDC and other medical authorities who can dictate when an event is too dangerous to hold? Now, what they kind of list here, church events, sports events, any mass meeting, going down even to smaller events, if you actually read the documents, a power grab under the guise of medical emergency. And the UN, of course, is also in league with all the vaccine manufacturers as well. Here's the scenario. Create a military-grade virus, then develop the vaccine, then push the vaccine upon the nation states, make it mandatory. Boy, do they collect big sums of money. And that's already being voiced now. Remember New York State? Remember how they basically locked anybody down that refused the measles vaccine? People have short memories, but that's what happened. Here's another part of what they say. To provide advice and technical support to member states that are hosting mass gatherings. Then they go into what you have to do. Prior to the event, all hazard risk assessment, travel medicines, activities to encourage increased physical activity, cessation of tobacco use, avoidance of excess alcohol during the event, international monitoring. Who's going to do that? UN peacekeepers. A potential disease spread, risk assessment, emergency medical services and hospitals and plans to manage fan zones. You understand what's being said here, folks? A mass gathering is planned or spontaneous event. This is their definition. When the number of people attending could strain the planning and response resources of the community or country hosting the event. Well, let's say you live in a small town. And let's say you have a church and it's 100 people. That's a mass gathering. They can shut it down. Can't meet. It's because you might stress out the local clinic. You see how this is working? This is deadly, deadly stuff. And I believe, I don't believe that the that this was a natural event or an accidental release. This is not an accidental release. And too many people that really know what they're saying have said this is a targeted vaccine release, or not vaccine, but a virus. It's a militarized virus. And here's a here's something Larry found. Alleged CDC text messages. Over 1,000 infected with the coronavirus USA. Well, now it's much bigger than that. It's over 7,500 that have actually self-quarantined themselves. But this came out of a text that somebody got. And I won't give the name of the lady who works at the CDC. This is good to hear from you. I hope the kids are doing well. We are still investigating everything. However, I can tell you this. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
That's okay. I'm just trying to position my paperwork. I'm not trying to give a message.
I can tell you this. It's worse than what is being said on social media and nationwide news. We're trying to prevent panic, as that only will make things worse, which, of course, is true. Please keep that between us. There have already been over 1,000 cases in the U.S., although on the news they're just keeping things quiet for now and reporting far less. Now, wear masks when and if you are traveling, even nearby distances. We suspect cases in over 32 states at this point. If we don't ensure our safety measures as fast as we'd like, this could spread much faster than we expected. Stay safe. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. Isn't that interesting information coming from the CDC? I'm sure she probably got in trouble for releasing that. I don't know, Larry. What do you think?
Well, I think it's very interesting that, you were reading that information about a war starting in the Middle East, and what's interesting is what's going on between Turkey and Russia, and the rest of the world basically has no clue. Mainstream media is not even talking about it.
Yeah, can you brief us a little bit on that?
Well, this originally began when Erdogan, he had talked some time back about an invasion of Syria, and then he got him he went in for a number of miles and set up what he called a safe zone or a buffer zone and, bombed the Kurds. But what he was doing was opening a doorway, basically. What's behind the scenes? Erdogan wants Syria. He wants to set up or bring back the old Ottoman Empire.
Yes.
And he has basically, believe it or not, I guess you could say probably, I don't know, I think they've said the third or fourth largest army in the world. He's got a big army. And interestingly, he also possibly has American or NATO nukes over there too. Well, here just a few days ago, because Erdogan was building up forces to invade Syria, they had talks between the Turkish envoys and the Russians, and those talks failed. Now, in America, you wouldn't have known that ever happened, would you? But those talks failed, and immediately, the minute they failed, there wasn't even a pause in time. Erdogan's Turkish army crossed the Syrian border and began an invasion. And I'm talking tanks and armor and other things. And, well, what happened immediately was that Russian warplanes began bombing all of his forces as they were crossing the border. And they took out, 20 or 30 Turkish tanks. They took out 50 or 60 armored vehicles. They killed Turks and some Syrians that were working with the Turks. A couple hours later, Erdogan's artillery, in other words, Turkish army artillery, opened up on, believe it or not, the Latakia air base and naval base that are Russian bases in Syria. And it's reported, not in the news, but it's reported through Hal Turner that his information was that a number of Russians were killed, including three Russian generals and even the grandson of Minister
Lavrov.
Yeah. And then there also were some reports that Russia was going to send some nuclear-capable bombers to Syria. And suddenly now, though, there's been a huge influx. The latest, let me see if I can find my notes here real quick. Let's see here. It's trying to find my notes. Anyway, the just purported today is information coming out that says, and as a matter of fact, yesterday the UN, a UN envoy reported that there was an imminent threat of confrontation or conflict directly between Turkey and Russia. Today, Koenig International News reports Turkey now technically at war with Russia in Syria, and also is warning, it coming through Israel National News, is reports that the Syrian talks failed and Turkey and Russian troops are now fighting in Syria. Now, we're getting none of this. Zero. We're not getting this news. But then again, I found a while ago a Q alert and a report from the Moscow Times says Turkey moving towards direct conflict with Russian forces backed in Syria, and says that the Turkish army has crossed the border en masse and are massing at Idlib in Syria and bringing Russia and Turkey to the brink of direct confrontation and a war.
Yeah, that would be kind of bad, actually. But we know that war has to break out in the Middle East. We know it does. Prophecy says it will, and it's going to. Prophecy must and always will be fulfilled. We're living in really in very exciting times, but stressful times as well if you're not prepared. Speaking about preparations, with what Turner said about the banks, you may remember that Dave Wilkinson had a vision. He wrote it down, I believe, in Set Thy Trumpet to Thy Mouth was the name of the book. But anyway, he had a vision of a global economic collapse that began in China and goes around the world and finally hits America. And he said when Mexico defaults that you would have 2 weeks to get your money out of the banks because basically, you cannot eat money. It doesn't taste very well. If you put cream and sugar on your dollar bills, it's not going to taste well. You can't eat your gold or your silver, but you can eat food. And you got to have water. Water is an essential thing. And you can go on Amazon and get these water straws. They don't cost that much. And they will filter a lot of water. But you should make sure you understand where a water supply is in your area that you can get to. If there is a shutdown, there may not be a shutdown right away. But this is what he says at the end of this thing. Stop what you're doing right now. Get to your bank. Take some, not all, cash to survive if China's banks take out our banks, which they could well do. He says, do it right now. Don't try taking it all. Just get a thousand or two so you have it, so you can buy stuff for cash. Anyway, any more comment on that, Larry? Doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't sound good, Stuart. And by the way, this is Friday evening late when we're doing this. All banks in America are closed and probably won't open till Monday if possible. So this only gives people, if they want to follow that advice, like Monday or Tuesday and possibly Wednesday, you know, if that February the 27th warning date is accurate, which he claims is from inside sources within the government and the country. So I tell you what, I know we've warned before, but, you know, we may be on the cusp of something occurring. And a thought came to me, too. At the same time, because it appears the last day or two, you know, they just started this Russia, Russia, Russia all over again to get
all
Trump.
Over, yep.
And so what if this event coming is a false flag?
Yeah, which it could be very easily. Excuse me. I don't know. It could be economic collapse, could be an arrival, could be all of the above, could be a major false flag event, suitcase nuke going off in some city or two or three cities. We don't really know, but it is kind of odd that you got this message from Turner about something coming next week. At the same time, Stan Dale releases this thing, this video of his on Patreon. Is that how they pronounce it?
Yeah, that's Stan's Patreon channel. It's a private channel.
So around, and the indication would be he thinks it's imminent, whatever it is. So my guess is we probably will have a war that will be violent but short-lived, and then the arrival will show up, and they will be slapping our hands and telling us that we're not going to allow humanity to destroy this planet, which is not going to allow it. That is coming out of Stephen Greer and a lot of his books and rhetoric. I mean, the guy's done a tremendous amount of work. I'm not trying to, I'm just saying that it opposes scripture. Now, Dr. Greer openly says he doesn't really believe any of the scriptures at all. He just doesn't buy into it. Which is, I guess, what? Most of humanity, Larry, they don't buy into it.
Well, that's correct. And what's interesting, you know, you was given this information, you know, by Billy Meyer and by this New Ager, and it seemed to dovetail right into information coming from prophetic people, too.
Yep, it all is coming together, folks. And there was a, before we close, Larry, what was that Bible code, this new one from Barry? Kind of fascinating because of the election and the manipulations that are going on. Do you have it?
Oh, it's really interesting. Yeah, it's really, really interesting. It's Barry Rothman on February the 19th did a new code because Bloomberg had entered the race. And he calls his new Torah code, Bloomberg Tries to Buy Obama's and the USA. And here's the wording in it, and then I'll tell you what his warning is. Number one, Bloomberg. Number two, USA. Number three, Bayer. Number four, Control. Number five, B. Obama. Number six, Michelle Obama. Number seven, Money. Number eight, Mac, like Mac Bloomberg. Now, the warning, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this, because they're saying that Bloomberg simply, he's a failure at a candidate. He can't, you can't even interview him. Basically, he's a total failure, but the guy is, you know, totally rich. And here's the warning that Barry Rothman gives. He says there's a dark mystery behind this Bloomberg thing, and he says Bloomberg may buy the Obamas and try to buy the USA. Bloomberg likely can't get elected, but may select or settle for controlled backing of Michelle Obama in a brokered Democratic convention, which is upcoming, Stuart. And by the way, there's multiple Torah codes that have Michelle Obama and the name Michael embedded in them. So this could be something we've really got to watch.
Well, folks, it's all in the matrix. And Jesus came into the matrix to get you out of it. And all of this is kind of sideshow stuff. It's like a movie. And I would be reading the scriptures rather than the movie script of this new election that's coming up. And we have no idea how long the hand of the Lord is upon Donald Trump. And that is the key to the whole thing. How long is the hand of the Lord going to be upon Donald Trump's shoulder? And there is no question it is already, or Trump would have been dead a long time ago. If the Lord is behind Trump, no matter what they do, it's not going to work. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And thanks, everyone, for listening. It's a heads up. Be careful. Be alert. And remember, your redemption draweth nigh. So good night, everyone. Thanks again, Larry. Night.